Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, it's Jacob. How you doing, Jacob?
Hello, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're holding in here. We're doing our best. We're here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 41 in the house, and it was a big day. Lots of happenings.
Yes, we got the long awaited veto ceremony, which I feel like my heart was like pacing even up to the moment to see what she was going to do. And then that night before, we had the 3 a.m. meeting with the committee, and that was insane. And so, yeah.
Yes. So the day before yesterday, when we talked about the live feed update, we talked about how Danny, as HOH, was planning this big veto ceremony ploy where she was going to ask everybody in the house, who are you voting out? And everyone would raise their hand for Tyler. And that was the plan. And then that was a way to try and trick Devon into not using the veto so that they could vote out Kevin with Kevin and Tyler on the block.
Yes.
So early in the morning yesterday, Memphis goes to Danny. Memphis, who was never really on board with this plan in the first place, Memphis goes to Danny. He's like, this is a bad idea. This is dumb. You're overplaying. Don't do it.
Grandpa had some common sense a little bit. I really like that from Memphis. I mean, because they woke him up like at 3 a.m. too, and they reenacted how they woke him up. But I was so glad that someone, even though it would have been, I feel like, great TV in that moment, it was a stupid ploy, because at the beginning of Danielle's HOH week, or Danny, as she likes to be called, she said, I don't want to make Devon look stupid. And this was, in fact, going to make Devon look stupid. And yeah. So I'm glad that they didn't end up going through with it.
Yeah. Memphis is like, look, I played with Dan. You're not Dan. Don't try to be Dan.
Wait, okay, I was thinking that took my mind back to season 10. Okay, yeah, when the veto roulette thing, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. No one can emulate that.
Yes. So Danny talks to Nicole after, she says, plan's off. Memphis told me it was stupid, so I'm not going to do it anymore.
And it was really sad like that, like she got scolded for making like a teenage decision. And Memphis was like, no, we're not doing that, like a bad child. And she was like, well, I guess we can't do it anymore.
Yep.
It worked out, though. Even though, do you think if that plan would have happened, that Davon potentially would have changed her mind?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think so. So
they were just going to be left looking stupid at that point.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Nicole wants to find a way to flip Davon against Ian when Ian goes up on the block, because she really doesn't want to have to vote Ian out. And Danny keeps telling her that she has to, because Danny doesn't want to have to break a tie. So in order for that to happen, that Nicole thinks, well, maybe I can flip Day against Ian and then I can vote for him to stay. Danny's like, no.
No, absolutely. It was so stupid. But I do appreciate the aspect of Nicole trying to figure something out, because that is her number. I mean, I guess her number. What number is Ian to Nicole? Number three?
I mean, let's be real. He's her, like he's not a number. Like, he's not a real person to her.
Mm-mm. But Ian is Nicole is Ian's number one.
Yes.
Let's not reciprocate it the other way. I was trying to figure out how to word that. And so I do appreciate Nicole even attempting in some aspect to try to sway the votes. But,
well, but here's the thing. She's attempting to flip the votes against Ian.
Against Ian. Yes.
So she is allowed to vote to keep him.
It makes no logical sense.
Yeah. It's silly is what it is. It's dumb. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense for a lot of reasons. Surely if she's the one that flips Davon's vote against Ian, the edit will show that, and they'll have to show this whole ploy. So it's not like she's going to get away with it in the TV edit. And then when they hit the jury house, surely Davon will eventually tell Ian, oh yeah, Nicole flipped me against you that week. And so in the game, it also doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Well, after the veto ceremony, wasn't Nicole trying to, like, in a small way, campaign for Ian and try to lean to get the votes to evict Tyler? And then that was like a dead end. People like put a stop to that. And then she like went back to, okay, let's see how I can do on this side of things.
Well, look, she keeps going back and forth. It's a messy day for Nicole. She doesn't really know where to go, because she's been told she's not allowed to go in the direction that she wants to go.
And who is she most mad at?
She's most mad at Danny.
I thought she was most mad at Davon.
Oh, she's also mad at Davon.
Oh, yeah.
But she rants and raves about Danny. It's just that when to Danny, she complains about Davon. But to Davon, Cody, she complains about Danny.
She complains about Danny. Who would have been, Davon used her veto on Kevin. Who would have been the premium option for Danny to put up in Nicole's mind?
Anybody but Ian.
Anybody but Ian, yeah. I guess because people thought it would be.
Well, see, Nicole is mad that Danny didn't put Day up in the first place. It's like, why did you put up Tyler in the first place? You should have put up Davon. Like, sure, Tyler betrayed you, but so did Day. Why are you trusting Day? Like, Day did say those things about you. Why didn't you just put her on the block? Because you didn't. She had the ability to win and use that veto, and now Ian's going home on your HOH, and this is all your fault.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is actually a kind of fair point.
It is absolutely a fair point. Absolutely.
So Nicole says that she wants to try one more time. She's going to go to Davon and try to convince Davon to not use the veto one last time before the ceremony. Before that happens, Memphis and Christmas have a brief conversation. They're continuing to get close over the course of this week. He says that he's like, look, either way this goes, Kevin or Ian going home, both are great for us. So
absolutely,
why are we trying so hard?
And it's true. It's like they have an easy week, Christmas in Memphis. And that pairing has been working for like the last couple of weeks. They have like been growing closer and closer as like the weeks move on, that we've seen. And so I feel like this week they've had a lot of like one-on-one time to like connect. And it's like an easy week for both of them.
Yep. So Nicole goes and she talks to Devon. She says, I'm just so upset about Ian going up on the block. I just found out recently. There was a whole thing about Nicole's like, can I just say that I found out this morning? And Danny said, no, I already told her that you knew. And she's like, why would you do that? And so she's like, well, I found out recently. That's why I was so despondent yesterday. I didn't talk to anyone because I was upset about Ian going up on the block. And I really don't want it to happen. You know, he's going to be so anxious about it and it's going to really upset him. And I'm just worried about, you know, his mental health. And so I wish that he wouldn't go up on the block. I just really wish that you wouldn't use the veto and make that happen, because that would be very mean of you.
And I love that conversation, because it was such a reverse to, I mean, as we saw the controversy weeks ago, or not really weeks ago, but kind of weeks ago, with Nicole not being very empathetic to Ian, just a lot of different things dealing with Ian. And now we're seeing the complete opposite of I don't want him to go up. I mean, I think it's just a ploy at the end of the day.
Well, yeah, that's because they tried to talk about different tactics that they could use, mm-hmm. and none of them worked, because to say that Ian might go home is to say that Kevin might go home. So the only one she could come up with is that he'd freak out, and she doesn't want him to have to freak out. But Devon is basically I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to think about it. The feeds go down for the veto ceremony. Devon, of course, uses the power of veto. Ian is, in fact, the replacement.
Which, the chaos happened the night before, and so this was now everything's settled, now let's strategize and figure out what we need to do. And so it's very predictable based on the last nights of fees and things like that. And so, I am just, ecstatic that we have two great options on the block. We have Ian, who was a winner, and I feel like Ian is personally one of my favorite Big Brother house guests. And then we have Tyler, on the other hand, who is not my personal favorite, but he is a massive game player. And so I feel like whichever one goes out, we have a really strategic person leaving. And so it just helps Devon or Kevin or David further. And it helps some of the people in that big alliance, even though they don't know it themselves.
Mm-hmm. So Nicole, very upset, not only because Ian's on the block, but because she thought she had convinced Devon not to do it. That she was like, I went into the diary room and I was like, I did it, guys. I convinced Devon not to use. Apparently more of this conversation happened while the feeds were down that really convinced Nicole that she had gotten Day to not use the veto. And then Day had this big speech where she was like, she's not using it. And then she used it and she was like,
shocked
Pikachu face.
Yes. I really want to see that. Hopefully that conversation plays out on the feed. I mean, on the episode, to make Nicole kind of look like she got duped over. However, well, we knew that it wasn't the case, but I just want to see what was going through Nicole's mind in that conversation that we missed.
Yeah. Ian, he's talking to Nicole. He says he gets it. He's a pawn. But she's very upset. She's crying to him. She's like, I don't know. Ian is also going to go and talk to Danny. Ian is very active today. I think this is the most I've ever seen him on the feeds this season.
Absolutely.
He goes to Danny. He says he understands. He says you can't go through this game without being nominated, especially if you don't win things. He just needs four votes, and then she'll break the tie in his favor. And she says nothing in response to that. You got this, Ian. Sure. Yep.
We have seen, since Danny has been HOH, a lot of awkward silences in her conversation with different people, and and it's always funny to watch. But yeah, she's iconic for that.
Yes. All right. Well, Tyler is going to talk with Danny, and he says that she just wants to them to be okay again. That look. He's staying this week. She just put up Ian. Ian's going to be leaving. She wants them to be able to, you know, reconcile. And he says he completely completely understands why he got put on the block. He got what he deserved this week. But he knows that she trusted him 100% before he screwed things up. So he has no reason to not trust her because he's the one that betrayed her trust. So he knows she trusted him. He knows we can get back to that place. And he got what he deserved going on the block this week. Now it's like they're even to some degree. And they can move forward from here. And, you know, last time he made so many promises he couldn't keep. He's just trying to be straightforward this time. He really means that they can move forward from this point in time. They can hide in plain sight. This is actually really good for them. And they can really make this work. And once they get down to, you know, the committee, like they can be a team.
Which I really loved. I don't know if Danny completely like bought it, but I think that was a great attempt on Tyler. And I remember last time that I was on and we were talking about Tyler, we were talking about how he gives people like different accesses to different rooms in like his big house. And I feel like this was like, because him and Danny haven't seen eye to eye in a lot of areas. And so I love the humble aspect that Tyler brought to this conversation, allowing Danny in and just saying like, hey, everything's like, we're even at this point. Let's move forward working together and getting, you know, our group further. So I really liked it.
Yes. And she tells him that she had this idea for the veto ceremony. She's like, just so you know, like we all met last night about this idea. And he was like, what? Why didn't you invite me? She's like, you were near Kevin. We couldn't get you. And he's like, why didn't you do the idea? This sounds awesome. She's like, Memphis said it was a bad idea. Yeah. Memphis said it was a bad idea. And he's like, stupid Memphis.
But she planned on, I do remember in that conversation, she planned on telling Tyler.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want him to freak out. But I guess it wasn't any point once they decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm. So,
because Tyler said he would have raised his own hand as well. He said, I would have raised my own hand during it too.
Enzo talks to Devon and he talks about getting rid of Ian and how that might be good for their games. So this whole like we're gonna blindside the other side to evict Ian. Enzo is already working on trying to flip the other side against Ian. He says it will be good because Tyler's still going after Danny. And didn't you have some beef with Ian the other, you know, a week or two ago? Wasn't that a thing? And he's like, yeah, come on, yo. There's definitely some sort of alliance, yo. She made a big mistake putting Ian on the block, yo. That's it.
I love his yo's. And Enzo thought that he was going to be the one up, and then Tyler thought that Enzo was going to be up. And later, I think later on, we see the conversation, or this moment, we see the conversation with Tyler and Enzo, which I really loved. And they were basically like, oh, yeah, I got to be nice to Danny now. I got to do like all these things. This was a later conversation with Enzo and Tyler.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I see Enzo.
Tyler talked to Danny, he said he was like, I really thought you were going to put up Enzo. She's like, why would I put up? Oh, yeah, because he's not in the committee. Right. I mean, yeah, but no, it's Ian. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so she, of course, had told Enzo the day before that Tyler and Christmas were trying to get Enzo on the block. And she's trying to, like, you know, convince him of that. And so when Enzo is going to go and talk to Danny after he talks to Day, and he's checking in to make sure it's not Tyler. Okay. It's Ian. That's what I'm trying to say, yo. He'll literally say, so are we voting out Tyler or Ian? And she's like, well, we're voting out Ian. He's like, that's what I'm trying to say, yo. That's what I'm trying to say.
I like that he gives her room to slip up if maybe she's like, okay, yeah, are we voting out Tyler? Like, I like how he puts that out there still.
Yes. So she tells Enzo, she's like, just so you know, like people thought I was going to be putting you up, which is good for us because, you know, that means that they don't think we're working together. But obviously, I would never have put you up, Enzo. She tells him that. She also says she really hopes she isn't going to have to break a tie. And he's like, I don't think so, yo. I think we got these votes, yo.
Yo. The yo part, you need to include the yo part in every Enzo quote.
Of course. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's it.
Yo.
Cody's going to talk with Nicole. She's very upset about Danny. She feels like Danny's just constantly criticizing her. Early this morning when they had that conversation, she was asking Nicole, she was like, so why did you say to Devon that you were okay, that you would respect any decision she made? Because now she feels like she's not going to harm her relationship if she uses the veto with you, And Nicole's like, why is she attacking me? It's so annoying. And she told Devon that, like, I already knew about Ian going up, and like I had to like ask her about it, and I couldn't tell Devon that I only just found out. And Danny's saying that I have to vote for Ian to go. It's just so mean, and like it's so annoying. Like, Cody, you don't yell at me because you trust that I have the best intentions, but Danny is just constantly questioning me and criticizing me. It's oh my God.
This impersonation is spot on, like even the voice and everything like that. And this week we have seen Danny and Nicole relationship kind of be like very tense at certain moments, from the beginning of when she wanted Devon to go up and she didn't really get why Danny was protecting Devon. So even now putting Ian on the block, and then seeing how Danny can sometimes talk to Nicole. So I think Nicole, in her argument of even being very whiny and very like babyish, I think she brought up valid points of how Danny has been treating her this week.
I mean, this is one of the reasons why Danny has, you know, not fared super well with her allies. She does do this. She is constantly bringing these things up. There was a whole thing the other night that we discussed where, like, Nicole had said to Tyler something about what Danny set up on the wall. And Danny was, like, bringing it up to Nicole, like, super, like, oh, did you say this? Why would you say this? And it made Nicole feel like, ah. And
accusatory.
Yeah, and Cody had to come in and smooth things over. And it's like, here's the thing. If you're going to be that way, you then need to not, like, either you then use it as, like, now I'm coming for you because you screwed me, or don't say anything at all. Because if you say something, you're just tipping your hat that you're frustrated. Enzo is the complete opposite of like a Devon or a Danny, where you can say something to Enzo about like something might not line. Like, Enzo hears from Danny that Tyler said that he wants him up on the block, that Christmas says he wants him up on the block. He hears from Tyler and Christmas that Danny was talking about Enzo being up on the block. He's hearing two conflicting stories. Enzo does not care which one is true. Like, he does not care to fact check. It doesn't matter to him. He's just going to continue to play both sides and let both sides think that they're convincing him of the truth. And that's why everyone in the house thinks that they have Enzo, because he's never fact checked anybody before. And it makes them feel comfortable with him.
Like, okay, he trusts my words completely. And he doesn't waver on it. He doesn't like go back and forth with it. He trusts me and what I say. And that's it. I think a lot of players need to adapt that same aspect, because with a player like Danny or with a player like Day, we see them oftentimes, their alliances never fully trust them, or they feel like their alliance members are kind of like, even with Day, you know, we saw way back when Day wasn't really giving any information to the Slick Six. And then now we see with Danny and then her alliance, and just the way they can like talk to people and point the fingers. And so I feel like a lot of players this season can adopt that same Enzo aspect of, hey, I trust you. Whatever you say, I don't need to fact check it with you. But I don't know. Do you think that's a conscious effort for Enzo to do? Or do you think that's very just like how he is?
I mean, I think it's how he is. I think that, like, I don't think Enzo is saying to himself, I don't think Enzo's saying in the diary room, oh, I'm getting different stories, yo, but I know that fact checking is a bad move in this game, yo, so I'm not going to do it. I think Enzo's saying, like, I'm just friends with everyone, yo. That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. I think this is just part of his natural gameplay, but it's part of his natural gameplay that really works well.
Yeah,
especially in a house of people that are constantly fact checking. There's a reason why Enzo is able to be trusted by the entire house. And it's because he acts like he trusts them.
which is not a novel concept, but you know, it's very easy concept to understand, but people don't do it. And Danny, who is in tight with you know, Cody and Nicole, has completely lost their trust and faith, because she won't show any trust to that. Like, she does. And that's the thing. She trusts them more than Enzo does. But
that,
she's constantly,
three right there is like concrete.
She's constantly fact checking and accusing, which makes them feel uncomfortable, whereas Enzo, who's actually working against them to a decent degree in the house, they feel super comfortable with, because that's it, yo. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's going to work out for them, definitely. Yeah. And the reason, I remember at the beginning, we were just talking about Nicole and just her tension with Danny. It's hard for me. Nicole can just like very complain about Danny. I just never see Nicole ever taking a shot at Danny at all.
Oh, no.
Like, personally, herself. Or honestly, at this point, Cody as well. And so it's very like hard for me to hear like all the things that Nicole says in a way of like that. And my mind would be, okay, your alliance member isn't taking, you know, your opinions into consideration. She's talking to you very just like accusatory and like demeaning in some aspects. So when is that flip going to happen? But it's never going to happen. And so it's often hard for me to like listen to those conversations without any kind of Nicole having anything to do after the fact besides complaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, she does mention that they did actually try to flip Christmas the other night while the feeds were down against Tyler by telling her that Tyler was talking about their women's alliance and that it didn't work. And Cody is mad at Danny because he feels like, why would Danny bring that up? Because Danny knows that must have come from me, or that Christmas will have known that it came from me. But really it was Nicole that was, you know, trying to do that, but she's going to put the blame on Danny there. But you know, bottom line there, they tried and it completely failed, and they even knew it. Like Christmas probably did her thing of like, sure, but the committee
needs to stay strong. Yeah. What about this? No, well, we need to stay strong. We.
Mm-hmm. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Enzo and Tyler, this is the conversation you were referring to earlier. They celebrate that Ian is on the block. It's like, oh yes. And Enzo says, hey, yo, don't forget though. Don't forget she put you on the block, yo. You can't trust her. And Tyler's like, hell no, man. I'm just playing nice. Oh, I deserve it. I deserve it, Danny. Oh man. And Enzo's like, oh, her HOH is a mess, yo. She's taking out someone that it wasn't even coming for her, yo. Tyler's like, she's taking out the best friend of her best friend.
Literally. I'm glad everyone else can clock this up, besides
Enzo.
Her. And Enzo was like, I know, I thought I was. And everyone else is clocking the fact that her putting Ian up, her best friend of her best friend. And like everyone is clocking, and everyone's like, how much sense like does this make besides like Danny? And I wondered like, did Danny see that in that same aspect? But with this conversation, it gave me so much hope, because we oftentimes see Enzo not be that he's clocking a lot of things that Danny has done. And we've seen Tyler do that as well. And so them having this conversation really excited me for the future of one of them gaining power. And hopefully we don't have like another sleeper week come next week, say one of them too. But I feel like the target on Danny just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger when she feels like she's doing the best thing for her game. But
So Day is going to talk with David. And David says, look, Day, I've got an idea. Here's the thing. Ian is a master game player. He's a core part of that group, and he's currently a pawn. I feel like we should take him out so he can't tell them how to strategize.
It was a Davidism. I feel like we have just like started using Davidisms now.
Ian is their strategist. He's telling them all of the strategies.
Yeah, it is a fair point as well. But when I heard it, I was like, I'm just at the mindset of like, if Tyler's on the block, you take him out. Because Ian is not that well connected as Tyler is in the big scheme of things. And we even saw Cody with Nicole and Cody talking, and Nicole was like, hey, what about Tyler? And Tyler was like, well, I don't want to get on the wrong side of Christmas, Enzo, and Memphis. Or one of the them three. And I was like, okay, you see that. And you see Ian, who just has Nicole, really. And like, what are you doing? And so David brought up that fair point of like him being like a strategist. I get that, but I just want the other side of things being like, who's more well connected, you know? And so,
well, that's Ian is not actually giving any strategies.
Yeah.
Like Ian, you have to remember that David, Day, and Kevin have been operating off of a theory that four prime Ian, Danny, Nicole, and Cody are the core of the alliance for a little over a week now, at the very least. So they feel like, so David feels like Ian is a core person.
He's the strategist among the
right. And he, in his mind, Ian is their Matt Hoffman, I guess, like the guy coming up with all the ideas. And so that now, like, she made a mistake and she put Ian on the block. This is their shot at a core member. And Day is fully on board with this idea because she says, I told you I would get it. I was up there for 3 hours making sure she put Ian on the block. I tricked her into putting up a core member. She's like, I did that. And he's like, yes!
I got her.
And they high five. They're like, oh my God, Day, you're amazing.
Oh my goodness, Dave's the new strategist now. But absolutely not. The idea was came up with way before. I mean, I do like that Day, that Day thinks that she did it, but she didn't. She didn't, in fact, that didn't do it. The only thing that she did do was use the veto to get Ian up. But getting Ian up wasn't anything that she incited to do. So this conversation made me laugh because as a viewer, I can see like, okay, y'all really didn't have any control in this aspect. And Ian isn't really a core member of that alliance or isn't even a part of that alliance. But as a person in the house, you see Ian is close to Nicole. Nicole is close to Danny. Danny and Nicole are both close to Cody. And so I can see how like David and Davon's mind would circulate around that idea of that being the core. But in fact, as a viewer, we're seeing like a third party view of it. It's not effective.
Yeah. So Day wants to know what are they going to do with Tyler moving forward? And David says, well, Tyler, he'll always be a target. I'm never going to trust him after what he did to Bailey, after he betrayed her and targeted her. But he's in a bad spot right now. And he lessens the chance of them winning. And he won't come after us because he's going after Danny first. That's where we can use Tyler. And I feel like I've planted a seed to flip Christmas to our side too. Because of that whole, you know, remember the whole, he told Christmas that her name was floating out there. He really feels like he's going to be able to flip Christmas now. He says, yes, Tyler did make it to the end before, but he had a big alliance before. And now he doesn't. So we at least know that Ian does have a big alliance, whereas Tyler probably not. I keep having conversations with Ian. He keeps playing dumb with me and acting like he doesn't have this big alliance, like he doesn't know what's going on in the game. Like, come on, I'm not stupid.
They really think Ian is the Matt Hoffman of the brigade, per se, of the four corps. But
yeah,
in fact, no.
Yeah. So that's where they're at there. Tyler is then going to have a conversation with Day. She says that she thought that Kevin had the votes to stay, but Ian, she's not so sure. And he says, yeah, I feel like this might actually help me, but I'm going to need your help. I need 5 votes because Danny would obviously break the tie against me. And if I have you, Kevin, David, Enzo, I would just need one more. We could try for Memphis or Christmas, and maybe we could get 5 votes. And she asks him, okay, Tyler, if you're going to stay, maybe, did at any point during Danny's HOH, did you say, put Day on the block? He says, what? No. No, absolutely not. Did she say that? I'm coming for her so hard. That's so predictable for her to say. It doesn't even make sense for me to say that because I have no pull with Danny to like get her to put somebody on the block. Why would I drop any names like that when I know she's not going to do what I want? It doesn't even make any sense.
And then Devon proceeded to say, don't make a scene. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, he's like, you threw fire. I'll be calm. I got it.
Good to know.
Again,
with the fact checking situation that Devon, like, if you want to build like trust with someone, I feel like asking those type of questions in their mind, they're like, okay, this person is automatically already paranoid with me if they're asking me, did I throw their name out? And so that level of trust isn't already there. And so I'm just trying to get in Devon's mind. I'm thinking, in what way, shape, or form could you see like that being beneficial besides like, okay, an attempt to turn, you know, get Tyler mad at Danny, but she just doesn't really know the relationships, I guess.
Mm-hmm. She also says, well, look, I didn't want to save you because of your role in the Bailey thing. And he's like, okay. I mean, just to you again, like, I was genuine about wanting to quit. And also, like, my self-sabotage, it wasn't to set Bailey up. I was giving you real information. And I didn't have any influence over Christmas putting you up. I didn't make that happen. And she's like, okay. And she says that, are you still wanting to leave? He says, no, absolutely not. I am in jury now. And I do not want to be, I do not want to go to jury. So,
because we know he'll walk out if he does. Yeah, he goes to the jury house first.
I am here for the long run. So, I do not want to leave. Yes. So Ian is going to go around. He's going to be, campaigning for the day. He talks to Enzo. He's like, I just want to make sure I've got your vote. And Enzo's like, for sure. Yo, that's it. And that's basically the conversation.
That's basically the conversation.
David talks to Kevin and he gives Kevin the same pro Tyler pitch that they should keep Tyler around. He says, Ian's been playing me for a fool in these conversations again, trying to act like he doesn't know anything, like he's not in this big alliance. I'm not stupid. Kevin says that Kevin's like, well, here's the thing though. It doesn't make any sense to me that Ian would be put up on the block if he's part of the core. Like, surely that means that Ian is not part of the core and that he's disposable to them. Like, I feel like something is off here. And David says, no. It's because Day manipulated Danny into doing it. And Kevin is like, oh my God, that's amazing.
I love them, but they have to be the most delusional 3 in the house right now. Like, they really, in an aspect, going back to like the David trying to get Ian out, I feel like it's not taken into account of how close that David thinks he is with Tyler. Even going back to like the early stages of the game, which we saw in David, saying to Tyler, hey, I did tell Day this information. I know I messed you up and stuff like that. So I feel like that hasn't really been taken into account of like how close that David does think that he is to Tyler in this game. But yeah, these three, Kevin, Day, and David, they have no like grasp of what the game is.
Yeah. So Kevin proposes that if they do keep Tyler, they will they'll need to make like a full-on alliance with him, he thinks. Day's going to join the conversation, and he's like, is it true that you planted the idea of getting Ian up on the block? And she just kind of like smiles like, mm-hmm. What did you think I was doing up there for 3 hours? Kevin's like, that's so huge that we got someone from the core on the block like that. And so they talk about keeping Tyler. Kevin says we should propose like a final seven to Tyler because, you know, what happened last time is that he final threed and final twoed too many people. And so he's really worried about over promising. So, if we try to final two him or final three him, then, he'll be like, oh no, I've final threed too many people. I just like this. I really like using this as a verb. So I'm trying to get it in as many times as possible. So we should final seven him because he'll actually stick to a final seven. We think. And so Day says, yes. And if we get Ian out of this house, it's like we would also get rid of their Snoop, their little mole, their telephone operator, and their brains.
They're literally thinking this is Ian from season 14 of him being a snake with Boogie and going back and leaking information. I'm like, no. Ian doesn't have a core part of any alliance. He's not getting information sifted through him. This is not the actual grasp of the house. And so, and they have no evidence that this even is the grasp of the house. Like nothing has perpetuated this idea. And I feel like in a normal, sane mindset of like, okay, hey, did you see this? This is why, you know, this is happening. And so they're basically just shooting blanks. And if they win HOH, I feel like they're not, they're going to put up people from that side, but it's not going to be the key people that they need to put up on that.
Well,
side.
We'll talk about that because they're at least on point about that bit. So Cody and Nicole are going to talk a bit again. She's like, okay, Cody, just explain to me again why it's so good for Tyler to stay. And he says, look, we can't blow up our games over Ian. She said, my game is blowing up with Ian leaving. She's like, what happens at final seven? Tyler's going to come for me. And he says, okay, maybe, but think about it. Even if he does try, think about who's not on the block when that happens. Me, Danny, Enzo, like you'll have the votes to stay. Because that's how we're set up. And if the setup gets blown up, then we won't have those votes and you won't be in that safe spot. And if we don't keep Tyler, we will blow up that spot and you will not be in the position to stay at final seven if you do get put up. She's like, ah, yes, okay. I get it. All right. Well, I was thinking that maybe I should try and flip Devon so that I can vote for Ian to stay. He says, I don't think that's going to work. I think the better move is to try and flip David. Little do they know they're already flipping without any input.
It's literally going to be like an 8-0 vote and everyone's going to be looking at everyone's like, wait, what? What just happened? It's going to be so funny.
Yeah. So Cody is going to talk with Tyler. Cody's pumped up, especially after his conversation with Nicole. He's just like this worked out this week. This really worked out to my benefit here. Getting rid of Ian, keeping Tyler. We're set up for the future. We're running smoothly. We've got, you know, three, easy targets next week. We're ready to go. They just need to go after David's vote. And make this even easier. Tyler says, yes, I just want to avoid a tie. I think Danny will keep me, but you know, you never know. And we don't want to put her in that spot. Cody says, her putting up Ian really shows you that she's, you know, she's on board, with you wanting to, with you staying essentially. And Tyler's like, oh, I completely agree. It's so perfect that it played out this way because now everyone will think I'm going for her when really I'm not. And if we keep the committee together, then, when we get down to those people, they'll want me or Danny to win HOH, in that like final six, final seven, so that we go after each other. We're not. So, we're set up really well here.
And then we get on Thursday and Julie said, And Julie says to the evicted house guest, "Hey, did you know about Memphis was the ringleader in your demise of the committee? He was the ringleader of this whole thing."
Yeah. So. Very interesting to me that Tyler is basically, he's telling Enzo, screw Danny. I'm tricking Danny into thinking that that I'm not coming after her, but she sucks. He's telling Cody, I'm tricking people into thinking I'm mad at Danny, but I'm not actually mad at Danny. I don't know which one is genuine, to be honest.
I think the Enzo one is genuine. We've seen in the past of Tyler not necessarily, like, he's clocking a lot of things that Danny has said and has done in this game, and Enzo has as well. And so I feel like the transparency that Enzo and Tyler have oftentimes had, and Enzo, this is a later conversation, but he's like picked up on a lot of perceived pregame alliances. And so I feel like Tyler may have too. And so I feel like the dynamic that Tyler and Enzo have is more authentic, because I know that Tyler knows that Cody and Danny and Nicole are like really tight. And so I don't see him being that transparent with a guy like Cody.
Yeah, I'm inclined to believe it. You know, it feels more genuine with Enzo. We know that Tyler bonded with Enzo, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Like, all that work that Tyler did right before he blew up his game is still in effect. Enzo has been flipped away from Cody, and he's like, then Tyler blew up his own game and Enzo's kind of just been hanging in the wind, but Tyler is kind of there again to pick up those pieces, and he's now sort of in that spot with Enzo where they're playing around the house, and I am inclined to believe that Tyler is on board with that. I feel like what he will probably do is throw the next HOH, because he doesn't need it. And then, like, perhaps the following HOH, you know, at final nine or whatever, he may win it and perhaps think about taking a shot with only two people not in the alliance left. And I think he's more on the Enzo side of things. Because I mean, he's already saying, he's been saying, like, I want to play straightforward. He literally said, I want to play straightforward to Danny, and then went to Enzo and Cody with different things. Mm-hmm. And I think he's probably just smart enough to know that Cody is too Danny close to Danny.
Yeah.
And I think he's probably right, because Cody is going to run this conversation back up to Danny. And instead of saying, yeah, Tyler's still a little bit skeptical, which I don't know if he would have said, because he wants Tyler to stay, but he can genuinely say, oh, Tyler was all about you, Danny. Tyler's like super grateful. I kind of feel like that's where Tyler is. But like I'm a little skeptical to have any faith in his game right now.
Really? See, I don't know why.
Blew up his game and that was so bad. I'm trying to remember, like, he is a good player. And I'm watching him do these things and he seems like a lock to stay. So, he does seem like he would be pretty well set up moving forward if this is what he's doing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think if Tyler stays and having Cody think, okay, hey, I'm with Danny, and having Cody relay the message back to Danny and Nicole, even though Nicole she kind of wants Ina to stay, but how Cody will like be a advocate for Tyler in the future with him telling him this information. But I do think he's being 100% transparent and wanting and having to like lie to Danny and thinking like, hey, I'm not coming after you at all, even though you put me up. Like, I don't think Tyler buying the whole like him and Danny being like very cozy, you know, very close thing. And so him and Enzo, they can bond over that. And I hear you say that Tyler, you don't think Tyler will win HOH. I don't think he will either. I think he will throw it. I think he is in a really good position. You know, he doesn't really have to pick a side. But I feel like since this is an all-star game, and this is an all-star cast. I feel like people aren't really thinking about the resume building moments of this game. And I feel like a lot of this game has been just like picking off just like the Davids or the Kevins or like, you know, with the Janelle's, people who really don't have that much of a fighting chance, quote unquote. And so I would definitely love to see an Enzo or Tyler HOH, just because I feel like that will like perpetuate the momentum of this game. But I don't think we will see one, but that's just me hopefully thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where we are there. We've got Cody then has a conversation with Ian. He confirms to Ian that he has his vote. Ian talks to Cody about, you know, the last time I was a pawn, I was a pawn, I wasn't actually a pawn. I was actually the target, and I would have gone home if I hadn't won the veto. I would be $500,000 short of where I am today. So that's just what concerns me. It's like, this tends to happen to Ian, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
The problem is he's not winning vetoes this time.
I know. And we saw Dan pull him in the room with like, hey, you're not going out, and him kind of going behind his back. But yeah, he's not winning vetoes. And but I'm glad he's in that same mindset of thinking, hey, this has happened to me before, so I'm not stupid enough to think it won't happen again. But yeah. I mean, he doesn't think he's going home at that point, though.
Yep. So Tyler talks to Danny and he says, hey, just so you know, Day asked me if I wanted her on the block this week. And I denied it. And she was like, did she say that I said that? And he said, I mean, she was like, she didn't say that it was you, but she like implied that it was you, because obviously, like, where else does that come from? She's like, oh my god, that's so annoying. And he's like, I responded, I was just like, oh, I'm coming for her so hard. So that's what I told her. And so he just gives Danny a little heads up there. And again, he's back to planting the seeds here. This Tyler,
he does a good job of covering his tracks and knowing that like any option that someone could have to out him, he will definitely go to that person and clean it up and saying, hey, this is potentially going to happen and X, Y, and Z.
Yes. So Danny goes to Enzo and she says, Day is already trying to start stuff. She's already going to Tyler saying things like, so annoying. David is going to talk with Day. They talk about who to target next week. This is when David says his target's next week. He would put up Cody and Nicole. And Day likes that plan. So that's currently the plan. I think for all three of them, David, Kevin, and Day, they would probably all put up Day might avoid Nicole, but she would probably
I was thinking she may avoid Nicole on that one.
I mean at this point it could be Cody and Danny given the Danny. Deterioration.
That's what I'm hoping. And I want Danny on the block so bad. I want Danny on the block so bad. And so like in my mind that Nicole and Cody is a good nominees. Like it's a perfect nominees. You're getting people that are definitely infused in the bigger alliance on the block. But a Danny and a Cody, I just feel like would just make my day even better. And so it would definitely be like the star on the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Day might do something like Memphis and Cody or Christmas.
I was thinking Cody. Christmas and yeah. Cody. Yeah. Yeah.
But like
it's her and Danny kind of a little bit. I feel like Day won't really will lean off of Nicole just based off their past relationships and then Danny, because I feel like Davon thinks she had that much influence over Danny's not renoms. And so I definitely feel like we could get a Christmas or a Cody. But I feel like either way with them three, Cody's definitely going up.
Yes. Well, because Day does have like as you mentioned, a relationship with Danny and certainly one with Nicole. But as I also mentioned, that is deteriorating as we speak. And by the end of the week, it might be completely gone, especially if the vote goes a certain way. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Ian is going to talk with Kevin. Kevin wants to know, Ian, why were you put up as a pawn? And Ian's like, well, apparently I'm likable and I haven't won anything. Ian says something along the lines of, hopefully you would be a vote for me. I think, you know, the house, it would look weird, if you didn't. And Kevin's like, so Ian, can you just tell me, what happened to all that stuff that you mentioned a week ago? The octopus? What happened to all that? And Ian was like, just the wall yeller got me paranoid, but I dropped it. But the fact that I got put up makes me maybe think that I was on the right track back then. And maybe I shouldn't have dropped it. But because the last time I was put up as a pawn, I was really the target and I'm getting concerned. I really don't want to be the first juror. I think I'd probably leave the jury house.
That's a theme now, leaving the jury house. Mm-hmm. So annoying.
So he says he thinks, I think I've got Nicole. That's it. Maybe, I mean, Day has promised me. So hopefully Day. Hopefully you, Kevin. And then I'd need two more to be sure. I might have Enzo. So, you know.
Another thing that surprises me, people aren't lumping David in the votes to keep, if they list off, oh, I have like Day, I have Kevin. I feel like, why don't they automatically, they automatically assume like, hey, we need to get those three out. But I feel like they don't automatically assume that David is voting with them. I wonder, do they know that like David is closer to Tyler? Or do they perceive that? Because this latest week, I haven't really seen that dynamic with David and Tyler that often. But I just always wonder why they don't lump David into that three with voting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Ian doesn't. I think that most of the other, you know, Cody and them think that David is just the easiest person to pull. Mm-hmm. Especially when that's it comes right. to Tyler, because that, you know, they've got Team Freeze. you know, it's somebody that they can maybe pull, which they can. Ian says that he will work with whoever votes for him to stay. That's where he is moving forward. He has a friendship with Nicole, but if he finds out he's being played, that would be a problem. Ian is getting concerned for sure. Mm-hmm. Cody is going to talk. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, was it this moment? I don't remember the exact moment. I think he was talking to Nicole. Ian was, and he was saying, if people F me over, they have to like pay for it. When I'm in the jury and things.
Yes.
Like
he's going to be talking about that a lot later. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so this kind of gave me a little like heat way into that when he was like, yeah, Nicole's messing me over. I oughta, you know? And so it got me a little, Ian rebellion.
Mm-hmm. So Cody's going to talk with Enzo and Danny. Cody says when he talked to Tyler, he was all about Danny. And she's like, well, that's good. Tyler told me that that Day was saying stuff about me. And what he said was that he told Day he was going to target me. And I'm going to wait and see. Does Day come to me and tell me about that? Does she warn me that Tyler's coming for me? My guess is she's not going to tell me. They talk about, you know, trying to get the votes to flip. They think that David might vote to keep Tyler to spite Danny. She's like, well, that's not a good reason for him to flip. It would be funny, though, if they all flipped to keep Tyler, thinking they were flipping the house and it's just a unanimous vote. That would be interesting.
I have a question. Do you, as the strategist mind that you have, if you were Davon, would you potentially go? Because I was kind of going, because Danny got, she was like, well, is Davon going to tell me that Tyler's going after me? Would you go, if you being Davon, would you think it would be smart to like go to Danny and be like, hey, like Tyler's coming after you, just to solidify, but it's nothing to solidify in my mind, goes, because like y'all kind of don't already trust each other. Or do you think Danny's just being entitled in that aspect of thinking everyone should filter information through me? Or do you think it would have been smart for Dan or Dave to like go to Danny and like confirm that Tyler was going after?
Well, I think that Dave shouldn't have baited Tyler into saying it in the first place. I think she feels like, well, if Tyler says he's going after Danny, then that's the confirmation I need to want to keep him so that he'll go mm-hmm. after Danny. But really, what she's doing is just leaving an evidence trail. You know, like if she decides to keep Tyler and he has told her he's going after Danny, it's just very, very obvious now why she wants to keep Tyler. Whereas if she, you know, goes to Danny and says like, oh, I was talking to Tyler and who do you want out this week? Like, do you think there's any chance that there's she needs to run it by Danny. She can't just like blindside Danny with this thing and then leave this trail of evidence of like, oh, well, she wanted him to go after her. And she didn't tell Danny about it.
And then it comes out that Day told, you know, Tyler about, hey, I heard, did you say
exactly
my name today? Yeah.
Basically having any conversation with him like that at all is taking the risk that Tyler's not going to go to Danny to tell her, which is not a good risk to take, as we know, but, according to her read it, you know, she's okay.
Enzo's going to join the conversation with Cody, Danny, and Nicole. They talk about how Kevin should be the next to go. Enzo wonders if should you want me to convince Dave to vote out Ian, yo? Like, I can do that, yeah? And they're like, come on, Enzo, you're not that good. You can't convince all those people to vote out Ian. That's just, you're good, Enzo, but you're not that good.
You can't convince the people to do the exact thing that they're thinking about doing, so.
Yeah. They start talking about the comps that will be coming up and how they tend to get more mental as the season goes on, which is actually not the case lately, but they don't know that. And Cody's like, this is a good point, actually. Day should probably leave before Kevin because she's good at those mental comps and she's going to start winning these. So Day should really be the next target, not Kevin. Mm-hmm. So.
Which Tristan brought that up days ago, Christmas brought up the fact of how these next few competitions in their mind is going to be more catered towards Dave Bond.
Mm-hmm. And she's always studying. They always see her studying and like, they're like, oh, we try to study, but man, Ian talks to David. He says, if I go, it'll be real nasty in jury because a lot of people will be losing their chance of getting my vote because that's the ultimate say. That's my the final chance to get back at somebody is your jury vote. I've never been in the know in this game. I'm always at other people's whims. Like even on my season, like I'm just always at the whims of other people in this game. I never know anything. Yeah. It's very annoying. And David's probably sitting here like, this guy thinks he can play me for a fool.
I know. He's thinking he can play me like a little fiddle. But no, David, and he's telling the truth. He's very clueless on what's going on.
Yeah. Memphis is going to talk to Christmas, and he's talking about like we should start talking options moving forward from here. The next couple of weeks, you know, basically there's three people left after this week, not in the alliance, plus Enzo. If we knock out one of those three remaining people next week, then there's only going to be two left, and people are going to start thinking about the next phase of the game. So what I want to do is you and I should approach Enzo about like not make an official alliance necessarily, but like, hey, we want to get to three. We want to work together. Memphis is essentially starting to talk mutiny that they are both Memphis and Christmas not pleased with the way Danny handled this HOH, and they don't want to wait for, you know, the Danny, Cody, Nicole trio to make the move on them first. And so they want to start to try and pick up some pieces like Enzo and perhaps Tyler so that they can make a move a little bit earlier. So after next week, the week after next, Memphis feels like that's perhaps the time to make a move.
Which I do like Memphis wanting to like get a three with Enzo, Christmas, and Memphis. I do like that for him, for his game. But it's like you're waiting too long. It's like every week is being prepared, like being postponed to the next week, to the next week, to the next week. It's no moments of like right here, right now. So.
See, I actually like this plan from Memphis. No. I think it's the right way to go because basically the house is shaping up into thirds right now. Mm-hmm. It's been one big alliance that consists of a few different parts, kind of just picking off the outsiders for a while.
Yeah.
This week, this vote in particular, it's breaking off into thirds. There's Cody, Danny, and Nicole in one, you know, mm-hmm. part of the house. You've got Day, David, and Kevin as another part of the house. Mm-hmm. And then you have Memphis and Christmas as kind of a third side of the house. And mm-hmm. then you have Tyler and Enzo, who are kind of in all three or close to it. Enzo more so than Tyler right now. But, you know, Tyler's close to it where they're kind of the floaters. They're kind of, you know, they have their pick of the litter, right? Yeah. And then, you know, you have Cody, who has ins with at least two of these groups. And then you have like people like Danny and Nicole, who are stuck in their place. Christmas in Memphis, who are basically stuck in their place. And then, of course, Day, Kevin and David, who are stuck in their place. So that's triple threat.
Yeah.
All of triple threat are the only ones with maneuverability here. And Enzo the most so, followed by Tyler, followed by Cody. Cody, though, has the most power in his own positions, which is very useful. But this is sort of the shape of the house here. And it is good for Memphis to want to start to pick up people like Enzo and Tyler, because as we talked about, they are actually willing to be picked up, I think, right now.
Yeah.
They would go after, it's not too late, they would go after Danny and they Nicole. Would after, yeah. They would weaken Cody's position. So, you know, we have some potential interesting, you know, layouts and configurations here for what we're going to see moving forward. But basically what the first two groups want to do, what the Memphis Christmas, you know, the committee is now basically a group of two groups, and they want to make sure that they weaken the third group before they start weakening themselves. That's part of why they want, you know, they wanted Kevin out this week. And with Ian going out, they're weakening the, you know, Nicole, Danny group.
Danny Alliance, yeah.
Next week, they're going to take out like Day or Kevin. And then there'll only be two left in that group. And then they can start weakening Cody's people even more if they can. And then, you know, so on and so forth. So that's kind of the plan moving forward. And it's not a bad one if they can pull it off.
Yeah. It's not a bad one. And I don't feel like Memphis or Christmas are in any immediate danger and to make any moves. So I feel like they have a little bit of time to kind of build that army, per se, against the Cody, the Danny, and the Nicole.
Yeah. And it's also an interesting position for the vote this week to be in, because right now all three groups want to keep Tyler. you know, Cody's group wants to keep Tyler because of Cody. Danny and Nicole, I mean, Danny wants to keep Tyler because she doesn't want to piss off Christmas in Memphis. Nicole wants to keep Tyler, because she doesn't want to piss off Christmas in Memphis, but that's Memphis. Basically because Cody is convincing them of that, because it's not good for their games to evict Ian, Danny and Nicole, at least. Christmas in Memphis want to evict Ian because it weakens Nicole and Danny.
Yeah.
And then David, Kevin, and Day want to evict Ian because it weakens Nicole, Danny, yeah. And Cody. So so it's like all three groups are currently on the same page about the eviction, which is not something that often happens in Big Brother.
But they don't all know about it. That's the funny thing. They don't all know exactly. That they're on the same page, which because is like so funny.
That I mean, I saw somebody say that it's the reverse Johnny from Big Brother Canada 6, where he he managed to convince three different groups to keep him in the game, where it's like, you know, three different groups have been convinced that they want Ian to go because if they knew that if the Day group knew that the Cody group wanted to get rid of Ian, they probably wouldn't want to get rid of Ian. But but because of all the misinformation, like everyone's plotting to keep Tyler in the game right now. And even if one of the groups flips, it's not enough. It would need to be two of them.
I know. But one thing that I was going to say regarding the three, because we do have the three different kind of groups. I wish there was more fluidity between like the Devon, Kevin, and David, because we see the fluidity with like the Memphis Christmas kind of going towards like different alliances just to kind of like get like the people who aren't really in one, and even still working with Cody, the Danny, and Nicole to some extent. So I wish there was like more fluidity amongst that trio. I feel like they're trying. Devon is trying, and you know they might be trying, but they can't get any like ground footing on it.
Yeah, I mean, basically what they're trying to do right now is grab Tyler and use him to crack open the other group, and then they might be able to sort of like weed their way in. But unfortunately, they've been on the, like, Kevin and David especially have been on the outside for so long that their reads are so off, and Day, who had a little bit of an in, is being pushed out, sort of the way she handled the veto, and everything has been you know, it hasn't been working out for her. So,
but hey, she convinced Danny to put up Ian. It was her mind, her magic.
Yeah. but if they win HOH next week, that could be big because they'll have the opportunity to take a shot. And they could end up cracking the other two open and sort of resetting the game again as three different sides of the house moving forward, which would be interesting. But they will need to pull out a win in order for that to happen. Otherwise, I do think they'll probably take a hit. Because I'm just not sure that they haven't shown the ability to like actually get these people to turn on each other quite yet. That would be the cracks are there for them to make that happen, but they haven't shown that they're capable of it quite yet.
I feel like with Memphis and Christmas, I don't see any hope or perceived hope of them even thinking that they can crack them. I see the only hope being the Tyler and Enzo pairing right there. You know?
Yeah. So. Kevin is going to talk with Day. He says that I talked to Ian and he basically threatened me. He said that if I don't vote for him to stay, it'll look weird to the rest of the house. And that if he goes to the jury, he's going to be a bitter jury member. And anyone that votes against him, he's not going to vote for. Like, screw this guy. Like, oh, that conversation did not go well for Ian.
It did not go well for Ian at all.
Oh boy.
I got what he was trying to do, but it didn't work out for him.
Yeah. Ian's gonna talk to Memphis. Ian is adding a new element to his pitch here. He says, look, my mom told me that Tyler is a really good player. So I feel like when you've got a really good player in the house like this, you've got to take a shot at him. You can't let him get himself out of it because this is the moment you'll be looking back at when Tyler's in the final two, like kicking yourself. Like, I can't believe we evicted Ian over Tyler. You know, Memphis, I always meant to work with you in this game. I just never got around to it.
It's so funny.
And Memphis is like, okay, cool. Well, if you stay this week, we'll talk.
If you stay this week,
we'll see.
I feel like that should be a red light to Ian saying, okay, like obviously something is up. And him even bringing him the ploy of like, yeah, my mom always said that Tyler had me dying when that came out of his mouth. But he made valid points in saying like, hey, I mean, very logical points to an outside point of view of being like, hey, Tyler's a really good player. You should get him out, you know, X, Y, and Z. But there's no way that argument right there could convince Memphis of doing anything besides telling you, oh, yeah, if you're still here, we can make something work. But no.
Yeah. So Christmas is going to talk with Enzo. She's going to jump the gun a little bit in terms of making this pitch. She says, first of all, she says, hey, Enzo. Danny really was talking about putting you on the block. Just so you know, I just want to let you know. Keep that in your back pocket. She was considering you as an option, but I pushed for Ian to go up instead. I don't know if that's what changed her mind, but I definitely pushed for Ian to go up. And hey, we need to start looking at options soon. You know, pretty soon, you know, the outsiders are going to start to dwindle down and we're going to have to start looking at each other. So I just want you to know that, like, we're on the same page. Like I really like you and I think that we can do things together.
Even though the gun was definitely jumped on that, because she has no inclination that Enzo could not potentially go back to Danny and spill it. But I loved it. I did love that moment that happened right there. I thought it was very, very fun. And it basically took what Enzo and I mean, what Memphis and Christmas was just talking about and her putting into action immediately.
Yeah.
So I thought that was fun.
Yeah, she's putting in the work. I think that I think this could work. There's not a lot of reason for Enzo to spill any of this because again, he's currently sitting. Again, if we divide the house into these three groups, he has a spot in every group. Tyler's working on his third with Day and David. So. Again, Enzo's just like, that's what I'm trying to say, yo. That's it. And just like that, you know, he's in the Christmas Memphis group. Nicole's going to talk with Christmas. She tells Christmas that Kevin might vote to evict Ian because she heard that Kevin wants to vote to evict Ian potentially because Ian is too close to Nicole. And she's like, what? Why? Like, how come I get, how come it's because of that reason? And like, why is Day lying to me about Kevin? She said that Kevin likes me. And he clearly doesn't. Why do people make bad decisions and make me not trust them? I don't get it.
Very, very accurate. Very accurate of how it happened. So very funny. Very funny moment.
Danny talks to Ian. He tells her he's going to be a bitter juror. And he says it's bad for her game if he goes. She's like, okay. Danny goes to Tyler and she tells him about the Sly Five, that she approached Day about an idea to reunite the Slick Six minus Tyler plus Nicole and name it the Sly Five, just so he knows it's fake. It's not going to happen. She also lets him know that Kevin has told her in the past that when they were listening to the wall yeller, that he thinks he heard that Tyler has a power. And Tyler's like, are you serious? My last season, nobody thought I had a power and I had one. This season, I don't have a power and everyone thinks I have one.
I have one, yeah. One moment that, this is, I think Danny and Ian were talking, or Danny and Christmas may have been talking, but Danny kind of slipped up, but she got it back together super fast about her having the power. I forgot who she was talking to specifically, but she said, I know, and there's one more power out there. Well, I mean, two, but yeah. And so I was like, she kind of like almost let it go, but no one, I think she was talking to Ian, but Ian didn't catch on to it at all.
Well, Nicole talks to Ian and she says, hey, I'm campaigning for you to stay, just so you know. I think Tyler's going to start campaigning tomorrow. We need to go to work. And he lets her know, I'm going to be a bitter juror if I go to the jury. But also, I mean, look, I might just quit the jury. I don't want to be there. I might just leave. And if I leave, you're screwed. If I'm not in the jury to campaign for you, nobody's going to vote for another winner again. So you'd better keep me in this house because I'm just going to leave the jury and then you have no advocate on the jury anymore. My vote's going to go to America. Do you think America's voting for you, Nicole? He didn't say that.
No, but this is not the way. I think like the result that Ian wants, like he isn't getting with the argument that he's thinking could work. And it's like, dang it. But he's trying something.
Yeah. The problem with threatening the people that vote you out with your jury vote is that you're just encouraging the entire house to vote unanimously. Enzo and David have a conversation about getting rid of Ian. Hey, we can get Ian out, yo. He's a champ, yo. That's it. They talk about that. Enzo's going to talk with Kevin. And Kevin tells Enzo, he's like, Ian threatened me.
Threatened me.
Threatened me. Enzo's like, what, yo? That's not what I'm trying to say, yo. He says, they talk about getting rid of Ian. Kevin says, what were you talking to Christmas about earlier? And he's like, she was talking about like she'd be on board to get rid of Ian, yo. I think he should be on board, yo. That's it. And so they talk about potentially getting rid of Ian. Enzo also mentions the pre-gaming, as you mentioned. He's not about, I didn't talk to nobody, yo. I didn't talk to nobody. Janelle was in here. She was pre-gaming.
Janelle and Kayser were talking. And Rachel. She was even trying to talk to Dan and Rachel and Brittany.
And Brittany, yeah. A bunch of people, yo. Like, what's up with that, yo? That's it.
And Kevin was like, that's cheating. I'm continuing the Enzo voice to Kevin. Kevin was like, that's cheating and stuff like that.
That was basically anything else you wanted to bring up, Jacob?
I really just wanted to hit on that, that last moment right there of like the Enzo, because I feel like that's just confirmation that Enzo is in fact going to target them. I feel like going to do a lot of things to kind of gear the house towards that way. And I feel like he's making some groundwork in perpetuating the idea of targeting Danny and targeting Cody, even though it's already in people's minds already. But yeah, I mean, I'm very much so excited if we have a David, Davon, or Kevin HOH, or even, I don't want to say this because I feel like it'll jinx it, because Enzo talked a big game when he first won HOH, but didn't deliver on it. And so even an Enzo HOH would be dope, I feel. And so
it would be interesting.
It could be very interesting.
I don't think he needs it. I don't think he should.
Oh, he doesn't need it. Yeah. He doesn't need it at all. But if he just somehow wins, I feel like it would be very interesting to see what he would do. And if he in fact feels like this is too early to make a move, which I could see him doing, but I also could see him being like, F it. I've already been saying, you know, to everyone, basically kind of putting in their mind this idea of the Danny, of the Cody, of the Nicole. So might as well. But we just need a Davon, David, and Kevin HOH. And hopefully if David wins, no one can sway him as though they think they can potentially. So yes.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the upcoming HOH is that if a lot of people in the committee are feeling like this is potentially the last round before we start taking shots at each other, nobody's going to want to be the one powerless heading into the following round, having just made the final move before the betrayal start. So we might see a lot of them not super interested in winning, which may give David, Kevin, and Day a bit more of a chance as long as they're, you know, trying to win. So we'll see where this goes.
I also feel like Cody, Nicole will be like fighting for that HOH as well. So.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. A long one, but a lot of interesting stuff. You know, as soon as the veto thing happens, we've got the vote locking in. It does seem like Tyler is pretty locked in to stay. It would take a lot, I think, to change this right now. And then a lot of setup for the next week and the following week in terms of where this house is splitting apart. So big day, even though it seemed kind of quiet. I just wanted to make sure you guys got all the details of what was going on. But there will be an episode tonight. It will be the veto episode of Big Brother 22. There'll be a recap of that later tonight. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, will be the roundtable, the Stockwatch roundtable. So it'll be a little bit later in the week than usual. We'll see if that has any impact on the ratings. That's it, yo. That's it.
That's it, yo.
Jacob,
don't threaten me, Taryn. Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me right
that's
now.
That's what I'm trying to say, yo. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm on Twitter at @JacobJ_Jones. And that's where you can really find me. Where can people find you, Taryn?
You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Thank you guys once again for joining us today. I'll see you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.